It's time for the Doc's Odd Weather Brother, and if Coxie knows the show, he'll have the opener ready.
Now, on Off the Bench, Doc's Odd Brother, Mark, the weather lover.
Everywhere you go, always take the weather with you, everywhere you go.
Oh, it's been a build-up. He unfortunately can't be in Perth to watch his beloved D's, a city that's been a big part of his history too. But the Doc's Odd Brother, Mark, the weather lover, has had to go through an earthquake, the chance of rain post-game to get to the 57 years in the waiting. Mark, good morning. How are you feeling?
Good morning, Craig. Piggers. I'm not too good this morning. Very, very anxious. Stomach's in knots. Can't really breathe. But, you know, I've just got another 10 hours to wait or whatever. It's a nightmare, to tell you the truth. These last 2 weeks, my God, it's been like waiting for a cold front to come. You just wait and wait and wait. It's just been an absolute nightmare. Can't get over it.
Did the earthquake help?
Well, I just thought to myself, it'll just be my luck. I'll get killed by an earthquake and I won't see a premiership. That's what I thought was going to happen. So the earthquake is just another great thing to happen in our lives. With everything going on here, it was just, you know, what else do we expect?
Did you know that was coming, Mark? Had your men told you? You know, you get mail on a lot of things.
Look, because I am up to date with everything, but this surprised everybody. This surprised everybody, just as we all know, came out of nowhere and shook us badly. It was uncomfortable. I'd never experienced anything like it.
Is that
what did you think, Piggers?
I didn't twig what it was. I dead set thought my next door neighbour had overloaded his washing machine and it was banging against my wall. That's what I thought had happened.
No. Our house was shaking like anything. It was quite unbelievable. Really unbelievable.
The forecast,
anyway,
Mark.
We've got the grand final tonight, and we've got the weather to worry about. We don't need to worry about the weather in Perth, Hutchie. It's going to be a beauty there today.
Well,
absolute beauty.
It's
25, 25 degrees, an easterly this morning up to 25 knots, and then the easterly dies out later in the day. So really, it's just going to be a perfect day in Perth for a grand final that we've all been waiting for.
It is going to turn tomorrow, the weather in Perth, for a week. So it's been a charmed little run.
It's just a few showers tomorrow in Perth, and then it gets a bit wetter midweek. But hopefully all the Melbourne boys will be back here in Victoria celebrating with me and you. And we're not allowed to do that, can we? Celebrations.
What would it mean to all your... You're, of course, a former director of the Melbourne Football Club. What would it mean to all your crew?
I don't really know. I think it would be relief. I think it would be just an enormous amount of relief. I mean, 1964, so for all of my mates, we're all in our late 50s, early 60s. You know, we haven't seen one. So what does that mean if we happen to win one? I don't know. I just think I'll fall over, I think.
Let me paint a scenario for you. You've waited 57 years. If I said there was an electrical storm that went through the city, a spectacular weather event, and delayed the game 90 minutes. Would you choose to accept that and wait another 90 minutes? Like, where does your passion point sit on the weather event versus the wait for the grand final?
Well, if a weather event came, I mean, I'd be torn. I wouldn't know which TV to watch. Watch the footy or watch the weather.
The split screen comes in handy then.
A horrible thing to happen. God, what would I do? Watch an electrical storm or watch the Demons win their first premiership. I reckon the Demons would be a short half head in front.
It'd be close. It'd be close.
It's very exciting for all the Melbourne people. And, you know, we're just nervous, I think. You know, I think we're better than the Dogs, but I think out of 10 grand finals, we might win 7 or 8 of them, but you just never know what can happen on the day.
Have you had your little group chats with the boys this week? I spoke to Doc last night. He said it's been pretty low key.
I think the 2 weeks has made it a bit more low key. But I'm sick and tired of all the good wishes from everybody. My God, I never knew I had so many friends in the world. They've come out of the woodwork, people I haven't heard from in 30 years, are wishing me good luck. bloody hell. Let's get it over and done with.
How unreasonable of them.
It is unbelievable.
They're selfish.
Really unbelievable.
Always thinking about themselves, those good wishes.
Thinking about themselves, picks.
The well wishes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good on you, Mark.
I do think we forget that the Dogs are a pretty good side and they're very, very well coached.
No one's forgetting that, my friend. Yeah, no one's forgetting that. This is going
to
be one hell of a game.
This game up to their next Dogs. Mark, good luck to you and the Weather Parrot. We wish you every luck tonight.
Thanks, boys.
Enjoy, buddy.
And, of course, he is the famous weather lover.
He loves his weather.
Odd brother, Mark.
He loves it, Hutchie. He loves it. You know, I haven't got a clock. I wonder if the earthquake took my clock out in here. Yeah, we used to have that clock that said weather, 14.9.
Feels like 14.9.
Because it's in the studio, yeah. It feels the same as it is.
One of George's.
Yeah. Someone off the SMS here. Is he feeding him about the weather, Jeff said?
Yeah,
he's dead fit. 100%. He's serious.
Yeah, that's his passion.
He loves the weather.
That's all he does.
In fact, whenever there's an exciting moment in the weather, as Hutchie says, like an electrical storm or a...
You know what he is, though?
Or howling wind or really pouring rain, he's messaging us like there's no tomorrow.
You know when someone's an expert in something and you can go to them and ask them their opinion?
Yeah.
And you feel a bit, pensive because you don't want to be an imposition on them. Mm. He's happy to give you the weather.
That's what I'm saying.
Ten times a day. You can text him and say, what do you reckon, 10:30, Saturday night? What? No, don't worry.
Oh, he's my go-to man.
When
there's a cricket match on that I'm looking at the result thinking the Aussies, are they going to get play here?
You can text him and say, shorts day?
What are you thinking? Anyway. He goes, no, it might get some rain later. We're going to be okay. The game's in Brisbane. He goes, no, the rain won't get there till after tea.
Okay. Big third person next on Off the Bench.